Okay, we are towards the bottom of Chesem Abeis. We have our last Amud in front of us before we get to a new sugya, a new Mishnah. But the first nine blot in Shabbos, eight blot starting on that Beis, the first discussion, the first installment of Hotza'ah in Masechah Shabbos. We'll have a lot more to look forward to. But this is this gets our feet wet into the discussion of the Dalet Rishuyos, the Tosefta from Da Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, Chesem Abeis. Chesem Abeis, let's go back to Amar Mar. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. Amar Mar. So the Gemara has just started to rediscuss one of the lines from the Tosefta on Da'vav Amud Aleph, when the Tosefta spoke about the four Rishuyos, which is Rabim, Shas Yachid, Carmelis. We spoke about those three. And now the Gemara was started to discuss a Makom Patur. And that's what the Ukimta was for this Iskopa. The Tosefta says that you could take something from the street to the Iskopa, to the threshold, from the inside of the house to the threshold. And where it says that can't be Rishas Rabim, that can't be Rishas Yachid. So the Gemara ended up saying that that must be a Makom Patur. But even though it's a Makom Patur, and you can go from one to the other, ubilvacha lo yachlifu. The last line was that you can't switch, like the person in the Iskopa can't take something from Rishas Rabim, bring it into the Makom Patur, and then put it into Rishas Yachid. Why is that? So at the end of yesterday's Shia, we remembered the two days in Rashi, Daf Vav Aleph on the bottom, which says this is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Either because it's a Zilzul in Shabbos, it's a Zilzul to have an object, even though no Issa Malacha was done, but to have an object that starts out in one type of Rishus and ends up in another type of Rishus, that's a Zilzul in Shabbos. Or Gzeira Asala Kulin, you might go direct without the Makom Patur in the middle. Either way, that's what Shalo Yachlifu meant. So now, Amar Mar, five lines from the bottom. Right, this is a quote again. As long as you don't go from one side to the other side, you just go to the middle. But if you brought it in to one side, and then you put it back into the other side, still, all three, the Ani who gave it to you, and you who gave it to the Balabayas, inside, all three of you are going to be Pater, because you didn't go directly from Rishas Rabim to Rishas Yachid, or vice versa. Because you went through this Makom Patur, therefore you're going to be Pater. Suggest the Gemara, Lemi to have a Tiufta de Rava. Let's suggest that this is a Tiufta Akasha on Rava. Da, my Rava. Because Rava says, Hamavr Chavetz Mitzchilas Dalal Sof Dalal Rishas Rabim. Let's say somebody is being Mavir, Chavetz Dalal Rabim Rishas Rabim. Again, the Gemara here is comparing Hotza'ah, Mirishus L'Rishus, and Mavir Dalal Amas. The Gemara does this all over the place without mentioning any, without saying boo. In other words, the Gemara assumes that you could compare them. Just keep this in mind for a couple of weeks from now when we discuss more on Daf Tzadik Vav, what is Mavir Dalal Amas. According to some Rishonim, it is a form of Hotza'ah. It's a form of going out from your Dalal Amas, from your Rishus, to another Rishus. That's how the Gemara might be able to compare them. So just keep that in mind. So Gemara, this is another example where the Gemara is comparing the two. So if you're Mavir Dalal Amas and Rishas Rabim, Afal Pisha Viru Derech Halav Chayiv, even though, let's say you're carrying somebody Dalal Amas, and while you're carrying it, you pick it up over your head, and you put it up above, or not even over your head, carry next to you is also a Makom Patur. But above 10 Tvachim, you take it from one place in Rishas Rabim to another place in Rishas Rabim via a Makom Patur, via going above 10 Tvachim, says Rabbi Yechayiv. So doesn't that seem to be against the Tosefta that we just said? Because the Tosefta says if you have something outside, you bring it to the Iskopa, then you put it inside to the opposite side, then everybody's Pater. What do you mean everybody's Pater? Rava just said you're Chayiv if you go through a Makom Patur. So Gemara says the obvious answer, Hasam lo nach, hacha nach. So there's a big difference. In the case by Mavir Dalal Amas versus Rabim, I'm bringing it from one side to the other side straight. I don't rest in the middle. I don't put it down anywhere in the middle. So there's an Akira here, there's an Hacha here. So what? For a few seconds, I went through a Makom Patur. But still, that's not going to have an effect, because the Akira was in Rishas Rabim, the Anacha was in Rishas Rabim, and there was no stoppage in Makom Patur. And let's say we assume we don't apply the principles as we had before of Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamye and others. Maybe that doesn't apply when it's all in your hand. It's not in flight. It's in your hand. Masha'enkin, according to the other case, the Iskopa case, you put it down in Makom Patur. Now there's a new Akira in Makom Patur. And then the Hanacha, that's why you're going to be Pater. Because there's no Akira in Hanacha from Rishas Rabim to Rishas Yachid or within Rishas Rabim, Dalal Amas. Okay? That finishes the discussion of that Makom Patur. You can only carry within a Makom Patur or from Rishas Rabim to Rishas Yachid to a Makom Patur. That's also okay. You just can't go from one side to the other side. But to and from a Makom Patur, that the Gemara said is Befer Yishmut, on the bottom of the previous Amud. Or the bottom of, or today, bottom of the Amud that we just did. Rishi Zerab, no tummy bala bias, right? Nafik, right? The last thing. Mutl b'nei Rishi Yachal b'nei Rishi Zerab and l'kasi b'alav. They could both use it. Ubalvan shal yachlifu. They both say it's mutter. I think it's mutter. It started, what do you mean, it started there? What are they going to, they're going to leave it there the rest of Shabbos? They're going to keep it on top of their head?
No, if they carry it up on top and then, I guess we just say kick over to Rishis Yachal with it, but...
What are you going to do with it? A lot of times you put it down somewhere that's not going to be a Malkum Tur where you put it down. You have to know where you're going to put it down. Okay, last word on the line. Acherim Omrims, this is the last line in that Tosefta that we're that we had on Daf of. Acherim Omrim, after we said that Iskopa is mutter, Acherim argued. Acherim Omrim, Iskopa, this threshold, Mishamesha Shnei Rishuyos. This threshold is not a Makom Tur, but it can take one of two identities. Mishamesha Shnei Rishuyos. It can be one of two Rishuyos. Bizmacha Pesach Pasuach, when the door is open, Kilifnim. So then this threshold underneath the doorway is as if it's considered Rishus HaYachid inside. Pesach Na'ul Kalachutz. A closed door is Kalachutz, is considered what's on the outside of the door is considered outside. So just two words of Hakdama for, I saw the Sharm Sarana Bahalacha on this Gemara, says, for anybody who's never lived in Sechaz Ervin, they need three lines of Hakdama. So if he says it, then I'll say it too. That there's a concept called, as we mentioned in the past couple of daf, called a Mavui. A Mavui is an alleyway. There are two types of Mavuis. There's something called a Mavui Mufulash, which is open on both sides, and you could go straight through. That the Gemara had said earlier, there's a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. We're not talking about that. But then there's something called an alleyway, a mavoi, she'eno mafulash, which is surrounded on three sides. And we said that according to most Rishonim, Deloka Harambam, according to most Rishonim, something surrounded by three sides is a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. Therefore, you'll have to carry inside of it, because it's surrounded by three sides. Fine. But there's a din derabanan that when you have this mavoi, which is right next to the street, you have this mavoi surrounded by three sides right next to the street, midrabanan, you need something on that fourth side. Either to function as a symbolic fourth wall, or as a reminder that you shouldn't go straight to Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Ches discusses those two reasons. Whether what you're going to do on the fourth side is Mishum Heker, that you don't carry out, or Mishum, it's a symbolic fourth wall. And the Gemara says that the beginning of Erevin says there are two possibilities what you're allowed to do. A Lechi or a Korah. A Korah is a horizontal beam going across, that's a korah. That's a little korah, tefach wide. It doesn't have to be such a big korah like a roof. That's one option. Or a lechi. A lechi is a vertical beam on that side. Could be, doesn't have to be in the middle. It could be, as we're going to talk about today, it could be next to one of the walls. But either way, it's on that side, so it could serve either as a heker or as a mechitza itself. Fine. So with that background, now let's see, the Gemara is about to try to figure out what kind of iskopa are we talking about according to these acherim. What kind of threshold? And according to Rashi, we're just going to do Rashi, Tosfos argues. Rashi says that the entire Gemara is referring to an iskopa of a mavui to Rishus HaRabim. That's what Rashi says, that's why we gave that introduction. Tosfos argues, it doesn't fit in perfectly with the words of the Gemara in one place, but that's what Rashi says, the last wide line of Rashi. Kasalka daitach, b'mavui, sheikh shero, b'lechi, b'lechi, l'fnim, etc., etc. So Rashi says the whole Gemara is talking about a mavui, until we get to the last line, which says, bias. But until that line, we're talking about mavui. So fine. So Acherim says, when the door is open, it's kilifnim, when the door is closed, it's kilachutz. The Gemara says, v'avagav de lesle lechi. Does this mean that the threshold has the din of Rishus HaYachid when the door is open, even without a lechi there? Let me just refine this for a minute. Let's say the doorway is a couple of tfachim thick, and you put a lechi on the inside of the doorway, but closer to inside. That's what Rashi says the case is that we're talking about. You put the lechi closer to inside in the thickness of the doorway. So there's a bunch of thickness of the doorway that is outside the lechi. So the havamina of the Gemara is that, is it true that if you put a lechi on the inside part of the door, you're allowed to even carry outside the lechi? still underneath the doorway? Because it says the iskope is called the Rishus HaYachid. If the door is open, is that true? We know that's not true. Rav Chama Bar Gurya says, Tocha Pesach, when you're underneath the threshold, Tzarech Lechi Acher Lahatiro. You need another Lechi to be matur that area. Because the Lechi, the Heter status, only goes from the inside part of the Lechi inward. Right? Not outward. What's outside of the Lechi, which again, remember, the Lechi is the vertical beam that stands inside. There's no Korah here. So far, the Havamini here is that we're talking about, it must be a Lechi is what maturs this area that's surrounded by three sides, the Mavui. So says the Gemara, are we talking about a case where the Lechi is on the inside part of the doorway? Well, that can't be the Pshat, because then the rest of this Skopa, you wouldn't be able to carry in. And Achirim says it's called the Rishus HaYachid. V'chi tema deles bei dalad al dalad. Maybe you want to say, no, maybe the area underneath the threshold is a very small, insignificant area. It's only dalet al dalet. And if it's only dalet al dalet, then maybe then even adjacent to the lechi would be mutter to carry in. Right? Because it's not such a big area, so maybe it's all nigrar after the Rishus HaYachid, and even next to the lechi, you'd be able to carry in. So says the Gemara, no, still, v'amar Rav Chanan bar Gurya, amar Rav, tocha pesach, af al bish ein bo dalal adalet, tzarech lechi achel hatiro. Again, he says, beferish, no. Even if it's a makam she'ein bo dalal adalet, you can't carry except by the inner markings of the lechi. So therefore, what's the case of the Tosefta that we're talking about here? That Achirim say that if you have the door open, you'd be able to carry underneath the iskopa. So what case is it talking about? So Amrav Yehuda Marav, Hacha be'iskopas mavu yaskinun. We're talking about the iskopa of a mavu, as Rashi says, as we've been talking about up until now. That's the little dechika in Rashi. It sounds like we're starting something new. We're talking about this iskopa of a mavu. Brother Rashi, that's what we've been talking about the whole time. So that's why Tosfos doesn't like that Rashi Pshat, because it doesn't fit so well into that line. But Rashi says one word, Kidda Kamrit, that's what we've been doing. Okay, as we've been doing. But what's the case? So Rashi says now we're switching. We're not doing the lechis, we're doing the korahs. That's the case we're talking about. Chetzia makura v'chetzia she'ena makura. But we're talking about a case where you have a threshold which has a lechi, as we said, on the inside of the doorway. So that means only part of the threshold of the doorway is roofed. Chetzio makura, part of it is roofed. V'chetzio she'ena makura. But the outer side is not roofed. If that's the case, v'kiru yolitz klape pnim, as we just said, the roof part is the half on the inside. Says the Gemara, Pesach pasua kilifnim, Pesach na'ul kilachutz. So when the door is open, so then it's kilifnim. Because this korah now has matired the entire area, so even under the area that is roofed, it is mutter to carry in once the door is open. Because this korah is a symbolic, let's say it's a symbolic wall on the fourth side, and therefore you're allowed to carry under it and anywhere inside. But Pesach na'ul kilachutz, and this is a chiddush, this is what we haven't had before, but once the door is closed, so then l'maisa, you have a four-sided, you have a mechitza, four mechitzas around the area. So, and then the korah is on the outside of the wall. So as Rashi explains here, the korah does nothing for you anymore. So it loses its significance. You have a mechitza in front of the korah. When the door is open and the korah, the board is across, so then that functions halachically as what you need on the fourth side in order to allow you to carry in this area. So then we could say under it and right in front of it is mutter to carry in, because then it's serving a function. But once you have the door closed, Rashi explains, the kiva de nistam hamavui, third line of Rashi, butz lo lakora. The korah is not significant anymore. Veleka lameimar yored v'sosein. And you don't apply the principle, which I don't know if we mentioned yet, of pi tikra yored v'sosein, that a symbolic ceiling, it shoots down, similar to the concept of good achis, as we've had before. It can only shoot down if halachically we recognize it. But once you have a door closed in front of it, it loses its significance. And therefore, we just forget about it. So once the door is closed, outside the door is usher to carry in. So that's the first pshat of Achirim. When the door is open, you're allowed to carry under that korah because it has significance. When the door is closed, it's batla from being a korah. It's just a board outside the door. And therefore, it loses its significance. That's pshat number one of Achirim. Oh, that's a good question, because you see Rashi says you at least go by the chud hachitzon of the korah, me under the korah is okay. Rashi, in the last few skinny lines, talks about your point. Hilkach pesach pasua kilifnim michud achitzon shel korah velifnim. In the non-roofed part, on the outside of the korah, you still might not be able to carry it. But at least under the korah, which is more than we got by the lechi. By the lechi, next to the lechi, we couldn't carry at all, only inside of the inner part of the lechi. But next to the lechi, we said wasn't good enough. But at least here under the korah, you get under the korah as well. That is shot number one of what acherah might mean. Correct. That's how the Rashi seems to be. Rashi says, "V'savar lo kamanda amr mutlus shabbat tachal the korah." Rashi tries to fit it in from both, because even if you say, maybe even if it's on top of you, it could be symbolize a hecker. The hecker might not have to be in front of you, even parallel with you.
What I'm saying is, if you're designating that it has to be, you can only carry underneath the korah, then
and not on the opposite side of the korah.
Then it's no longer really serving as a hecker, because Mali hecker, you know, as long as you know that there's a korah here, then why is it
okay? Okay, it might have to be. You can understand how the korah has to be, at least in vision. You know, it might not be hecker without it, right? We have the, right, above 20 amos, you can't see the roof of the sukkah, or you can't see the, right? 20 amos is the level of hecker, but even if it's on top of you, right? But to be behind you, we might say is a problem. Ravashia, our second shot to what achira mean. La'olam b'iskopas v'ayis askina. No, really, we're talking about a threshold of a house. And as Rashi explains, this is new. We've never been speaking about this yet. Biskopas bias, right? Because according to Rashi, up until now, we've been speaking about biskopas of a mavui. But now we're talking about the threshold of a house. Ukegon shekira b'shtei koros she'ein b'zu arba ve'ein b'zu arba ve'ein bein zu lazu shlosha v'delos be'emsa. So what's the case, Rashi says? Picture a threshold. You have two boards next to each other on top. Each of them is not... Each of them is less than dalet tvachim, each separately. But they're next to each other within three tvachim of each other. And the door, when the door closes right under this open section. So therefore the boards are not seen, you know, are not seen together when the door is closed. So explains Rashi. Well, the Gemara first says, and then we'll explain it alpi Rashi. Pesach pasu'o kelefnim, pesach na'u kelechutz. What does Rashi here say? The principle of Pete of Yorid Vesosim, as we've been talking, only applies, and Rashi explains this is part of the Halacha Moshe Misinai, only applies when you have a board of Dalet Tfachim width. If you don't have a board of Dalet Tfachim width, then you can't say it as if it shoots down. If that is the case, that's the given. If that's the case, then Rashi says as follows. When the door is open, and you see these two boards, which each are not Dalet Tvachim wide, but they're within three Tvachim of each other, we can apply the principle of Lavud, which means the three Tvachim, it's as if that space is not there, and you can see these boards as being together, because they're near in, when the door is open, Rashi says they're near in, they appear as if they could be together within three Tvachim, then you can apply the principle of Yored V'Sosem, and the Korah goes down, and that's why if the door is open, so that's why the, and here you might have the entire Korah area, because you have these two boards, the outer board is all the way by the outside of the doorway. So that's why when the door is open, it's as if you have something here that's more than Dalet Tvachim, and therefore it could shoot down. But the second that the door is closed, Rashi says here, She'ena niras yachad lomer bohen lavud. Rashi says, they don't appear together. From Rashi, you see that there is a principle in Lavud that it has to appear together. It has to look like it's closed in order for Lavud to kick in. So if that's the case, that's why when the door is closed, you don't have a Korah on top of Dalet Tvachim. Therefore, you can't apply the principle of Yored V'Sosef for the outside. The inside part now is all closed. So the inside, under the inside board, is within the door. That's surrounded now by four mechitzas, so therefore that would be mutter. But you want to be able to carry by the outside board, even the outside board, objectively, if you look from an airplane, you'll see it's within three tvachim of the next board. But still, because to the human eye on earth, you wouldn't, it's not near and together, so therefore, you wouldn't be able to carry under that korah on the outside of the door. Those are two pshatim for achirim in that tosepta. Either we're talking about niskopas mavli or niskopas bias. But remember the yisod from Hilchas Eirvin, the beginning of Mesechas Eirvin is, if you have this mavli surrounded by three walls, you either need a mavli or you either need a korah or a lechi, and to make it a mutter rishus to carry it. Fine. Two dots. Last line of that tosepta. Bring it home. The last line of that Tosefta said that if the Iskopa, We had a machlokas about between the Tanakam and the Chayrim just now about the Iskopa. But if the Iskopa is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, it is its own rishus, a rishus hayachid. As we've said, this is a requirement of rishus hayachid, has to be dalet al dalet, and it has to have mechitzas 10 tvachim high. The mechitzas, we said, could be under it, right? Because then they could shoot up, right? They had good asik. But that's what the Gemara says, that's what the Tosafta says, that it's a rishus la'atzma. Misayle, the Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, this works well with Rav Yitzchak's statement. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Omer Haya Rav Yeveyer, Komakam Chatamotzi, Beis Rishuyos, Vehein Rishus Achas, wherever you find two Rishuyos, which are the same Rishus, they're just different Rishuyos, meaning, let's say, a Rishus HaYachid in a Rishus HaYachid, or Rishus HaRabim in a Rishus HaRabim. That's what it means by, it's two separate Rishuyos, but it is Rishus Achat, it's the same Rishus, Kagon Amud B'Rishus HaYachid, Gavoa Yud B'Rachav Dalid. In Rishus HaYachid, you have a pillar that is 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. So if you take something from one to the other, l'chora, you would have thought it's mutter. What's the problem? You're going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. Still, Aser L'Kaseif Alav Gzeira Mishim Tel B'Rishus HaRabim. Still, you're not allowed to use it midarabanan, because you might come to do that in Rishus HaRabim as well. You might, just like you put something on this pillar in Rishus HaYachid, you might come to put something in Rishus HaRabim as well, and Rishus HaRabim, it could be more of a problem, because Rishus HaRabim, the pillar is Rishus HaYachid, while the street is Rishus HaRabim. And that's why it could be more of a problem. So that's why there's this Gzeira D'Rabbanan, that even when it's the same Rishus halachically, you can't go from one to the other. That works well with what we just said, that if it's called Rishus La'atzma, L'may Nafgamina, that you can't put something in there even from the same rishus. Does this mean that, let's say you have two houses next to each other, going from a rishus yachid to rishus yachid, you can't go to your neighbor's house if there's no space in the middle? You know, what happens about going from your basement to your attic? Or from your living room to your dining room? That might be, let's say you have two floors separate, you go through a door, and you're going to tell me that's two different rishus yachid, so it's zeira mishum tel rishus harabin? Tosfos here points out, no. Tosfos says, no, the only problematic case that Rabbi Meir is referring to is a case which looks like tel b'rishus harabim. If you have a pillar in Rishus HaYachid, that can be confused with a pillar in Rishus HaRabim. Those are cases where you can't go Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. But Tosfos says, to be bias la aliyah lo asa Rabbi Meir l'taltel. Going from your house to the attic, bottom Tosfos, lo yavel l'taltel b'kach. That's not similar. So Rabbanan never goes there in that case. The other Tosfos says, anyway, we don't paskin like this either. We don't paskin that Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid would be a problem. First line of Tosfos, V'yomri davakav dekaim l'kremeir b'gzeirosav, either we usually paskin like Remeir, here the halach is not like Rabbi Meir, because we paskin against him like Reb Shimon, as it says the Mishnah in Erev in the last line of Tosfos, Echad gagos v'echad chaseres v'echad karpifos, rishus achas hein l'kelem sheshavsul betochan v'shori l'tal tumi gag l'chaser. So even A, Tosfos limits Rabbi Meir, that it's only in cases where it's similar to tel b'rishus harabim, B, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir anyway. That is the issue in Tosfos. Okay, so that is the discussion, the finishing the discussion, again, of the important Tosefta that's quoted in Shabbos Davav Ibn Aleph. That's from Vav from the Vav to the Test, that's what the Gemara quotes, the Dalad Rishuyos Tosefta, which starts off Masechta Shabbos in the Tosefta, that's what's quoted on Davav in Shabbos, that's what we've been speaking about the past couple of blot. Now we get on to totally new in Yanim, the Mishnah on Daf Tesma Beis. The rest of the Perek, in Perek Aleph, discusses all things that you're not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, because you might come because you might come to do a malacha if you start something on Erev Shabbos, or, as we're going to get to, bechloksim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, maybe you have to make sure that even your kalim rest on Erev on Shabbos. So we'll get to that in the future Mishnahis. But first we have another Mishnah, which we're going to talk about why it's here. It's similar, but not Dafka connected to the other Mishnahis, which start on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph. But the Mishnah says as follows. Lo yeshev adam lefneya saper samach lemincha chi yispalo. Totally new world. Right? A person should not sit in front of a barber close to mincha time until he davens. Right? Because it might become, in the olden days, getting a haircut was not a 10-minute job. It was a more involved activity, and therefore a pertinent what? This is a question whether it's on Friday or not. We'll talk about that in a minute. Maybe on a weekday, maybe on Friday, you shouldn't do that close to Mincha, but the emphasis is that you might miss Mincha. The emphasis is not Shabbos. The emphasis is Mincha. It's talking about Erev Shabbos, we'll talk about it in a minute. But you shouldn't do that Samach LeMincha Ad SheYispalo. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Mincha, not in Hilchas Shabbos. What? That's going to be the first question of the Gemara. That's going to be the first question of the Gemara. Let's wait a minute. Lo yikanis adam lamerchas v'lo labursky v'lo lecha v'lo ladin. Also, a person, not just the barber, a person shouldn't go into a bathhouse or a bursaki, which is a tannery, a place where you make leather. A person is going to go check on his items or be involved in it, v'lolechol, or sit down for a big suda, v'lola din, or go in for a din Torah. All these things shouldn't be done, samach l'mincha, which Rashi defines in the Gemara as about a half an hour before the zman hachiv. So one shouldn't do this, because we're worried, obviously, that you might miss the zman. And the Gemara ends off, mafsikin l'kriyashma, ve'ein mafsikin l'tfila. I skipped the line. That if you did start, let's say you did start b'isser, when you aren't supposed to, ein mafsikin, we don't make you, you shouldn't have, but if you did, we don't make you stop what you're doing, you're able to continue, as long as there's still time afterwards to be able to daven. But then the Mishnah says, mafsikin l'kriyashma, ve'ein mafsikin l'tfila. You do have to stop for kriyashma. For tefillah, you don't have to stop. But you do have to stop for kriyashma. Rashi says here, to isa mi daraisa. Kriyashma is daraisa. Kriyashma is daraisa, and therefore you have to stop. Mashenkin, according to Rov Rishonim, tefillah is derabanan. Remember, we spoke about Rashi's shita, about tefillah, daraisa, derabanan, on dafchaf and brachas. So that's Rashi's shita to say derabanan. How does the Rambam read the Mishnah? The Rambam holds tefillah is daraisa. So either, anybody? Either the Rambam, even the Rambam holds that the zmanim of tefillah are derabanan. Right, the Rambam only holds the concept of tefillah. Shevach bakasha hodah is daraisa. But all the details are derabanan. So maybe that's how. The zmanim of tefillah derabanan. Or the Meiri here says that even if you hold both of daraisa, still kriyashma is kabbalah tomah malchus shamayim. And we're not going to push that off just because you're eating. So that's what the Meiri notes on the Mishnah. So this is the Mishnah about what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do before mincha time and before you daven. If you look in the third Rashi on the Amud, on the Mishnah, Ashi yispalel, Shema yishchach v'lo yispalel. Right? Maybe you'll forget and he won't daven because he'll be so involved. V'ha afilu b'chol nami. All these things are us or even weekday. V'ha detani hacha. So why does it say it here? And it's a machlokas achronim. What does Rashi mean by v'ha detani hacha? Is it just that, why is it put here? Or why is the Mishnah specifically talking about Erev Shabbos cases? You know, it's unclear in Rashi. V'ha detani hacha, is that saying, why is it here if the Mishnah really is referring to every day? Or the Mishnah is referring to Erev Shabbos. It's the halacha that applies every day, but the Mishnah is referring to Erev Shabbos. Either way, v'ha detani hacha, mishum d'dami, it's similar, lo ha detani gaba, to the future Mishnayis, lo yetzi achai b'machto Erev Shabbos im chashecha shem yishav yetzi. Similar to the cases that we're about to have, a tailor is not supposed to go out with a needle in his shirt because he might come to forget. So that's similar here. You're not supposed to do these things because you might come to forget. The Rishash here points out that maybe the emphasis why it's here is because an Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah to get a haircut. So it doesn't get a haircut. So you might think, oh, an Erev Shabbos is going to get a haircut. So the Rishash is saying, no, you still have to make sure this halacha of missing mincha and starting something before mincha applies even on Erev Shabbos. You got to make sure, you can't just say, oh, it's a mitzvah, so therefore I'm going to do it. That, by the way, just in brackets, relates to the time period that we're in. There are a minority of poskim that say, talk about getting shaving or haircut during Svira. Or at least shaving. Shaving is more of a kula. But there are poskim that say, because Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to shave. So therefore, some poskim have the heter to shave. Rova poskim do not. Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes this daya and argues with it in Oleho Lo Yibol, in the sefer that was put out after his patira. But that's the discussion of the Rashi, why the Mishnah is here. If it applies even on weekday. Good. So now let's go to the Gemara. Hey, Samach Lamincha. Which mincha are we talking about? As we know from Maseches Brachos, there are two minchas. Ilema l'mincha gedola. If we're referring to mincha gedola, which is this from the 6.5 halachic hours of the day, remember, shows manios and split up the day into 12 equal parts, starting from either, machlokas, right? Starting from either sunrise to sunset, that's what the gra holds, or dawn to dusk, amura shachar, till seis, right? That was the diak we had in brachas of gimel and aleph from Tosfos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. That's what the Lavash says. But either way, that's why the Magen Avraham's Kriyashma is always a little earlier. Because he has a longer period of time which he's calculating. And the Garaz is a little later. So if we're talking about Mincha Gedola, which is from the 6.5 halachic hours of the day, am I low? So what's the problem? Why can't you do these things? But ha'ika shows b'yom tuba. There's plenty of time. You got hours and hours. What are you worried about? So how can you be talking about mincha gedola? You have hours and hours. El asavach l'mincha katana. So it must be referring to mincha katana. which is later, which is from 9.5 hours. So that's already you're getting close. So 9.5 hours. So then imeschilu ein mafsikin. So then all these things, if you're not supposed to start, but imeschilu, or even that goes with the next thing. But imeschilu mafsikin, you don't stop. This is just a ha'ara. This has to do this gemara, right? It says is it mincha gedola? No, you have plenty of time. Okay, it's a mincha katana. This relates to. Oh, exactly. It relates to the machlokas we spoke about, again, in Brachas, whether it's better to daven mincha gedola or mincha katana. The Rambam says that it's better to daven mincha katana. If you remember the Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam says there's only a concept of mincha gedola because of one day a year. Because the Rambam holds that really, mincha is keneged tamid shel ben arbayim, and that's brought late in the day, that's why mincha katana is better. But because Erev Pesach, we bring the tamid earlier, because carbon Pesach is brought later, that's the only carbon that's brought after the carbon tamid. Because of that day where you see that mincha is the carbon is brought earlier, that's why you're allowed to daven mincha gedola. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way. It's better to daven mincha katana. So if that's the case, then that fits in pretty much to the Gemara. According to the other sheet, this is a little more difficult. It's not impossible. But according to the Rush and according to the Tour, they seem to say that Mincha Gedola is better. So he's a Makdim LeMitzvah. It's the first chance you get. So this Gemara just says, oh, if it's Mincha Gedola, yeah, I have plenty of time. Don't worry about it. So does that mean you have plenty of, what do you mean plenty of time? From Mincha Gedola to Mincha Katana is 3 hours. From Mincha Katana to the end is 2.5 hours. So is it... So if it's a mincha gedola, so it doesn't, again, it's not a stira, but it's, you have to work it out. To work it out, according to those shitas, why doesn't the Gemara say that, you know, this an issue of the mincha gedola? But, again, it's not a tachika, you just have to work it out. Fine. Next, let's continue. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, imeschilu ein mafsikin. If you started, though, amazingly, think what we're talking about. If you started for a devar rishus, you're eating. You went to the tannery. You went for all these things. Ain mafsikin. Just one thing I forgot to mention. There is a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. Well, the Shvus Yaakov says that, let's say somebody usually lights Hanukkah candles with Shemen Zayis. Wonderful, he lights with Shemen Zayis. And one day he comes home and he realizes he's out of Shemen Zayis. So therefore he starts putting in wax. He's setting up his menorah. Wonderful. All of a sudden his menorah is about to set up. He's about to say, honey, I'm going to say the bracha now. All of a sudden his wife says, I found Shemen Zayis. I found Shemen Zayis, use the Shemen Zayis, and he already set up his menorah. So what do? So do you take out the candles? Do you take out the candles in order to put in the Shemen Zayis, because that's more mehudar? Or do you say, im hischilu ein mafsikin? Or do you say, once he started to do the mitzvah, he's about to, it might be a bizoyin for the candles, but he already started to do the mitzvah. That was the shayla that he was asked. Yisalik yado min haneir shal shayva. So he quotes, so he says, Niralani is daiti, Shekivah Shekvar Hiskil, Lahakin, Lahadak, Menir Shal Shaiva, Yigmar HaMitzvah. He started to do this, just continue what you're doing. You know, you're yotze the mitzvah, fine. And then in the middle of the tshuva, by the way, he quotes our Gemara. He says, Gdola Mizu Matsinu. Look at our Gemara, the field of our Shusain Mafsikin. Kedisa Parakam at the Shabbos. Right? What do you daven? You don't have to daven mincha because you're eating. You know, so he says, even for a Dvar Rishus, you find that once you're in the middle of something, you wouldn't have to stop. So here, if you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, you're already doing a mitzvah. You're about to light Hanukkah candles. What, you're going to stop the mitzvah and wait 5 minutes while you take out the candle to put in the oil? And Lechora, in those days, they didn't have the flip tops where you could just put it down. It's going to take a while to make the oil things that do the wicks. So Shmuel Yaakov basically just quotes our Gemara, not as the main proof, but as a sniff, that these are cases, just notes the uniqueness of this halacha, that you don't, even though the Chiyuv HaMitzvah, and you started Be'isser, even though the Chiyuv HaMitzvah is here, still you don't have to stop. But this is, by the way, what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen, Reish, Lamed, Hey. Asur lahaschil leachol chati shah samach lizman kriyashma shel arvis vim hischil mafsik for kriyashma. That's what the Mishnah says because it's daraisa or it's kabbalah samach shemayim. Aval ain't zarch lahafsik letfila adds the Rama. Ho vehischil lechol. Aval amo hischil lechol. If you didn't start, then you have to stop. He does say the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you were maschil beheter, so then even for kriyashma you don't have to be mafsik. The whole discussion in our Gemara is maschil beisser. But Hiskel Beheter, you don't even have to stop as long as there's still time to do it. Okay, back to the Gemara. Im hischilu ein mafsikin. Fourth line of the Gemara, as the Mishnah said, if you started, you don't have to stop. And as we just mentioned from the Shvus Yaakov, this even means for a Dvar Rishus. Name a David Tiyuv to the Rishu ben Levi. Isn't this against Rishu ben Levi? Dvar Rishu ben Levi. Kivish shegiyazman tefilas mincha. Asa lo adam sheyitom klum kodem sheyispal tefilas mincha. Rishu ben Levi says once the time for mincha comes, a person is not allowed to even taste anything before he davens. So doesn't that sound like that if you would have started, you'd have to stop? That's the assumption of the Gemara, that he would say it's usur, and this is something that we have to remember sometimes, because sometimes in the afternoon it's mincha time already, and we're going to go daven in a half an hour, and first we're going to go get a bite to eat before we go daven mincha. So we, you know, not eating before davening, you know, of course it applies in the morning, we've mentioned that a couple of times, but even before the other tefillahs, you're not supposed to have a large meal when it's once it already gets time for the chiyuv to daven. So isn't this Mishnah against Rabbi Shua ben Levi? So the Gemara has two possibilities to help. Two possibilities to say how the Mishnah can go with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Number one, lo la'olam samach l'mincha gedola. Really, the Mishnah is referring to mincha gedola, not mincha katana. We're going back on what we said before. But we're talking about cases, those four cases of the Mishnah, are specific cases which usually take a long time. Ubetis pores ben alasha. We're talking about the Tisparis of Ben Elasha. Rashi explains here, quoting from the Gemara in Nedarim, that Ben Elasha was the son-in-law of Rebbe, who spent a lot of money to learn how to do the haircut that the Kohen Gadol used to get. The Gemara describes the Kohen Gadol's haircut, which is, we don't really know what it is. Something that said, the Gemara says that you cut the hairs at the root of one hair is at the end of the other hair. We don't exactly know what kind of haircut the Kohen Gadol got, but we know he got a special haircut. So he learned how to get this haircut. So getting this type of haircut on Erev Shabbat, on before Mincha, that's what's Usur, because that takes a long time, and that's Usur even by Mincha Gedola. Melola Merchatz, and what does it mean, the bathhouse? Lakuma Mili de Merchatz. It doesn't just mean a shower, it means a spa and a schwitz and all the things you do in a Merchatz. So it's going to take a long time. Melola Bursaki, Lubursaki Gedola. It means a large tannery. Melolecho Besuuda Gedola. And a lecho in the Mishnah means a large meal. All of these things are things that usually take a long time. Melola Din Betrilas Din, the beginning of a Din Torah. So this is all answer number one, that the Mishnah is really referring to Mincha Gedola. And that's where it's mutter, if you started Ein Mafsikin. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi, was talking about Mincha Katana. And the Mishnah might agree to that. Excuse me, that by Mincha Katana, once you started, you would have to stop. And also Litom Klum Kodem She Yispala. That is approach number one that we have to answer the steer. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, no, the Olam Tisporsti done. So really, we're talking about our haircuts. But what are you talking about? The Kohen Gadol's haircut. Really, there's another way to get out of the problem. Really, we're talking about a regular haircut. But in all the cases, it's not that it's usual to take a long time. But there is a gzera that something might happen. And that's why, l'chadchila, it is not supposed to be done. L'chadchila, amai lo yeshev. So if it's talking about tisporis didon, and we're still talking about mincha gedola, that's why there's no sira with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We're still talking about Mincha Gedola in the Mishnah. Well, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is about Mincha Katana. So still, if it's Mincha Gedola, there's plenty of time, the Gemara says. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara, no, still there's a lachadchila not to sit down to do these things by Mincha Gedola. Amailo yeshev, gzeira shemi yishaver hazug. Maybe the scissor is going to break, and he's going to have to get another scissors, and it's going to take a long time to do that. So that's why, even Mincha Gedola, there's a lachadchila not to do this. V'lo l'merchatz, and what is l'merchatz? L'haziya ba'alma. Still, merchatz just means, you know, sure, to get your sweat glands going, and to make you feel good a little bit. Aye, so if it's such a small procedure, so why by Mincha Gedola is there a lachadchila not to? L'chadchila amaylo, gzeir Hashem yisalfa. Maybe you'll feel weak. Maybe Rashi here says it's not that you're going to pass out, but you'll just right. You'll be tired and you won't be able to daven properly. Below the bursaki liyune ba'alma. Again, also bursaki, the tannery, doesn't mean a long process. It's just you're just going to be ma'ayin and what's going on there. L'chadchila amay lo del b'chazi pseida bezvino mitzrid. Maybe you'll see pseida hefsid in your properties, in your nechasim umitzrid. And you'll be tarud. We'll get back to that word in a minute. But let's just finish first. V'lo lecho besuda katana lachadchila. Lecho besuda katana. Also lecho means besuda katana. So again, lachadchila amay lo. So why is it asur lachadchila even before mincha gedola? Dilma asilim shuchay. Still, maybe the small meal will turn into a big meal. V'lo ladin big gemar din. And also din just means the final step of the din. Lachadchila amay lo. So still, why is there lachadchila natu? Dilma chazi time of the sarsa. Sardina. Maybe still you'll see something and the whole din will be choser because of what you saw, In other words, all these things have the possibility of turning into something that will take a long time. That's why there's a lechatchila before mincha gedola, not to get yourself involved, even though b'diavad, if you did, you don't have to stop. Masha'ekin, Reb Shimon Levi was talking about mincha ketana. So that's why by mincha ketana, you do have to stop. Okay. If there are two barmen, bisman is that one. The chor, that halacha wouldn't apply. Okay, one note on the word mitrid. In the Gemara that we just read, maybe you'll go into the bursaki and you'll see your nechasim and you'll become tarud. And therefore what? What's the pashas of the Gemara? You'll become tarud and then what's going to happen? What? You're not going to daven. Why? Because you're
upset.
Yeah, that's the pashas. What would you say the pashas is? I'm not saying... The pashas is, I would say, is that you're going to get tarud. You're going to be involved in what you're doing. You're going to be asuk. You're going to be involved in what you're doing. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel here says. The first wide line of Rabbeinu Chananel. You're going to have to fix it. You're going to spend all day there. You're going to miss the zman. And if you look in the Rambam himself says this too. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, he says, you can't go to the bursaki. Shema yira hefsed b'malachto v'yis'asek ba v'yis'akiv minat tefillah. But now, look at Rashi. The godless of Rashi is when you know what the Gemara, what Rashi should say. What does Rashi say here? Umitrid, last skinny lines, what Yoni said. Yitzta'er, he's going to be bitzar, but yehetarid bitzairo, velo yispalel. And he's going to be tarud, he's going to be so upset, he's not going to be able to daven. It's pretty amazing. So Rashi's, according to Rashi, the Gemara says, it's not that he's going to be involved in his work. He's going to leave his work, but he's going to be so upset, he's not going to be able to daven properly. So this relates to the Gemara that we had in Brachas on Batarud, Tarud Toveh Svinaso Bayam. So there, it doesn't say that you're allowed to, but it says you have to get over it. But maybe Rashi's assuming that you should try not to put yourself into the situation in the first place. Right? You shouldn't do this. But it's interesting, maybe why the Rambam doesn't want to say like what Rashi says is based on another Rambam. Because the Rambam says beferish that if you're tarud, you don't daven. If you're tarud, not if you're tarud be'esek. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, a couple of prakam earlier, the Rambam says, we don't pask in this way, says the Shulchan Aruch, because then we would never daven. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I said the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Dalav Tezvav, Matza Kavana Salev Kesad, called Tefillah Sheinah B'Kavana Einat Tefillah. If you don't have Kavana, there's no Tefillah. V'mispal below Kavana, Choser v'mispal b'Kavana. Matza daito mishubeshes velibo tarud. Let's say your lev is tarud. Aser lo lehispalel ashetis yashiv daito. You can't daven until you have yishuv adas. Lefichach habamin aderech v'hu ayef o meitzar. Says the Rambam, if you come back from a trip and you're exhausted, if you come back from Israel early in the morning, you don't have to go straight to shul. Aser lehispalel ashetis yashiv daito. Says the Rambam. So I thought maybe we could connect that Rambam to this case. Because the Rambam doesn't want to say what Rashi is, because in Rashi's case, you have a heter. If you're tarud, you don't die, you have to daven. What, you have to take it to a camp, and if you're going to be in that situation? No. The Rambam says, mitzvah means your mom is involved in the halacha, you're involved in the work. That's why, you put these two Rambams together, that's why he says what he says. Maybe Rashi views it, no, you'd rather not be in that situation. If you'd rather not be in that situation, so that's why you have to worry about it beforehand. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. With a little dollar is. Me'emas ha'eschalas tisporis. When is it called the beginning of the haircut, which then gives you the heter as you don't have to stop? When you walk into the shop, you know, when he starts cutting, when's the beginning? So, Amar Rabbi Avin, Mishaniach ma'aforis al shal sapar al birkov. When you get the apron on. When you get the apron on, that's the beginning of the haircut. Me'emas ha'eschalas merchats. What about when's the beginning of the bathhouse? Again, when you walk in, when you're totally unclothed. Amar Biavin, Mishayara Mafaraso Hemanu. When you take off your sudar, that's the first thing Rashi says to the first clothing that you take off, maybe you wore like a scarf kind of thing. When you take that off, that's already the beginning. Umeyamas Ayaschalas Bursaki. When is the beginning of, right, when do we say you started? Mishayikshar Bank Seifav. Somehow Rashi explains here, you tie your shirt, you tie your sleeves behind you, maybe you don't want it to get dirty. When you tie your clothes in the way that you're going to put them, when you're osik in the bursaki, that's already the beginning. When is it called the beginning of the eating? Rav Amar Mishiyitel Yadav, Rav Chanina Amar Mishiyatel Chagura. Rav says, when you wash your hands. And Reb Chanina says, when you undo your belt. Velo pligi ha'wan v'halahu. And the Gemara says, there's no machlokas here. It depends if we're talking about the B'nai Bavel or B'nai Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, they used to wear very tight belts. And therefore, when they were about to eat, they had to untie them. And that's why that was the first step in their eating. So when the opinion said, Mishiyata Chagura, that was referring to B'nai Bavel. Masha'enkein, according to the second opinion, according to the other opinion that says it has to do when you wash the Tilas Yadayim, so then that is referring to B'nai Eretz Yisrael, who don't have to undo their belts, and therefore the first step is the Tilas Yadayim. Okay. I guess, yeah, sorry. Vartis Boris L'chora, meaning in terms of starting, I'm going to take a spot shorter. I think it's okay. Yeah, okay, I guess we'll stop here because the next few lines are very chock full of material. So we'll stop here and the Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Today's shiur was again Lezecha Nishmas, Sima Bas Avram Tzvi. Amen.